Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. This series brings together key insights from our research, growth analyses, and thought leadership, highlighting the strategic imperatives shaping industries, technologies, and markets worldwide. In this episode, we focus on AI analytics in CX, from voice of customer intelligence to employee analytics, distilling essential perspectives to help teams understand what is changing, why it matters, and how organizations can align strategy with emerging growth priorities.
Let's start with a familiar situation. It's Monday morning. The customer experience CX leadership team in your organization gathers around a dashboard. Customer satisfaction scores, or CSAT, are down. Churn has ticked up. Resolution times are creeping higher. Social sentiment looks tense. Everyone has the same question: what happened and why? But here's the uncomfortable truth. By the time those numbers show up, the damage is already done. Customers have disengaged. Frustration has hardened into indifference. Loyalty has slipped through the cracks. Traditional business intelligence, or BI, tells you what went wrong. Modern CX leadership demands knowing what will go wrong next and how to stop it. This is the pivot point. Advanced AI analytics, powered by machine learning, deep learning, and natural language processing, is transforming contact center BI from a rearview mirror into a predictive radar system. It's no longer about just tracking performance. It's about engineering desired outcomes. So here's the question: are you still managing CX through historical reporting, or are you building the capability to predict and prevent failure before customers feel it?
Every CX organization is sitting on a goldmine: call transcripts, chat logs, CRM data, operational metrics, journey data, workforce data. Yet most of it goes underutilized. Why does this happen? Because structured and unstructured data often live in siloed environments. Voice data stays in recordings, text data stays in tickets, behavioral data stays in dashboards. Advanced AI analytics ties everything together to supercharge conventional data management. How? Generative AI summarizes interactions at scale. Emotion detection uncovers stress, confusion, or frustration embedded in tone and language. Behavioral analytics detects anomalies and early churn signals. Advanced visualization makes patterns visible in seconds. Instead of static dashboards, leaders gain automated insight generation, predictive risk scoring, preemptive service interventions, and self-learning models that refine recommendations over time. This is decision intelligence, where analytics does more than inform, it advises. The shift is subtle but powerful, from manual interpretation to automated, continuously learning insight engines. So ask yourself, is your data being stored, or is it actively generating forward-looking intelligence that shapes daily decisions?
In many enterprises, insights are trapped behind data science teams. Want to understand churn risk by segment? Submit a request. Need root cause analysis on escalations? Wait for a report. That model doesn't scale. Natural language querying and conversational analytics are compressing the CX value chain. Now, a CX manager can type or ask, "Why did first call resolution drop in the Northeast region last week?" and receive a narrative explanation, a detailed visualization, and a predictive recommendation, all in plain language. This democratization changes capability building across the organization. Supervisors become analysts, operations managers become insight interpreters. Frontline leaders gain autonomy. But accessibility isn't just about tools, it's cultural. Organizations must invest in analytics literacy, break down CX and EX silos, redesign workflows around data-driven decision loops. All in all, technology can surface powerful insights if leadership teams empower action.
Customers don't think in channels, they think in outcomes. They start on chat, shift to voice, follow up on email, leave feedback on social, and they expect you to remember everything. AI-driven journey analytics stitches these fragments into a coherent narrative over time. It identifies friction patterns, predicts intent, and recommends next best actions across touchpoints. It uses predictive models to analyze historical purchase behavior, contextual signals, interaction frequency, and emotional cues. The result? Hyper-personalization at scale. Intelligent routing connects customers to the right agent based on predicted needs. Agent assist platforms provide contextual prompts in real time. Proactive outreach addresses churn risk before cancellation occurs. But personalization also has some structural challenges that businesses must navigate. Integration complexity, rising compute costs, legacy infrastructure constraints, older CX platforms may slow down data refresh rates or limit cross-channel visibility. The strategic question becomes not just can we personalize, but can we orchestrate personalization across the entire lifecycle?
Given these advancements in enabling technologies, voice of customer analytics is evolving too. It is no longer just a survey program. It is multimodal intelligence drawn from call transcripts, chat conversations, emails, feedback forms, and social commentary, all tied together with AI analytics to unify perspectives into structured insight streams. Sentiment shifts are detected early. Root causes are surfaced automatically, but the transformation doesn't stop at internal optimization. Forward-looking CX providers are building managed services around voice of customer analytics, offering predictive outcome as a service models. Instead of billing for hours or reports, they price against measurable improvements, churn reduction, first contact resolution gains, upsell conversion lift. Analytics becomes monetizable expertise. And this repositions CX from cost center to growth lever. So here's the strategic lens. Are you treating voice of customer as a reporting function or as a revenue-generating intelligence capability?
As AI analytics expands, regulatory scrutiny expands with it. Regional data privacy rules dictate what information can be collected, how long it can be stored, where it can be processed. This means that region-specific compliance requirements require continuous model adjustment. AI analytics now has the potential to monitor this. It tracks adherence rates, exception patterns, fraud signals, biometric authentication, data handling behaviors, all in real time. Consequently, compliance becomes continuous, not periodic. On another level, competitive intensity is rising. Virtual agents, chatbots, and live voice teams must coexist seamlessly. As a result, the pressure on providers is increasing to instantaneously identify handoff failures between bots and humans, wait time spikes, escalation inefficiencies, dropped calls, and containment failures. And here's the difficult reality. CX vendors who fail to connect predictive, prescriptive, and preemptive intelligence into one system will lose ground quickly. So ask yourself, is your AI strategy strengthening trust and governance, or creating blind spots that competitors can exploit?
Behind every good customer experience is well-managed employee experience. Why? Because CX employees are dealing with high call volumes, complex tools, and escalation pressure. AI analytics can connect interaction data with workforce engagement management systems to detect burnout patterns, skill gaps, cognitive overload, attrition risk. Instead of reacting to resignations, leaders gain predictive visibility into workforce health. Training becomes targeted. Succession planning becomes data-driven. Coaching becomes contextual. When employee stress decreases, customer outcomes improve. Resolution times shorten. Sentiment stabilizes. And here lies the strategic truth. Sustainable CX growth depends as much on internal resilience as external satisfaction. Organizations that embed intelligence into daily workflows will outpace those relying on periodic analysis cycles. So as you look ahead, consider this final question. Which partnerships, capabilities, and enabling technologies will you prioritize to embed advanced AI analytics into every layer of your CX functions?
That's all for this episode of Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For deeper analysis, research insights, and strategic frameworks shaping future growth, explore our studies and resources at frost.com or reach out to our team at hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more perspectives to help you stay clear-headed and growth ready.